From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Matt Driffel and Olivia Duer report for RochesterFirst.com that Governor Andrew Cuomo announced New York will spend $15 million targeting anyone who has not yet received a COVID-19 vaccine through community-based organizations in zip codes with low vaccination rates. Cuomo said, and I quote, "We see the COVID numbers and we see the reality and we know what we have to do. 3.5 million unvaccinated people. These numbers can be hard to put into context, but 3.5 million is larger than 21 other states' total population. We have an unvaccinated population larger than the entire population of 21 states. And then when you put this COVID Delta variant, which is transmitted much easier than the normal COVID virus, you put that variant with 3.5 million people, and that spells spread of COVID. That is what is happening. We know that's what's happening. We see it in the numbers, and the numbers don't lie," end quote. The nonprofits that are getting the funds include the Hispanic Federation, the Federation of Protestant Welfare Agencies, the New York Immigration Coalition, the Asian American Federation, Charles B. Wang Community Center, and APICHA Community Health. Locally, 53.8% of the people in Greene County have received at least one vaccine dose, and 61.5% of Columbia County residents have gotten at least one dose. New vaccinations have slowed lately, and now health experts are calling the current crisis a, and I quote, "pandemic of the unvaccinated," end quote, as the more contagious Delta variant of the virus has created rising infection rates. You can read more about this story at RochesterFirst.com. Morgan McKay reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing a report soon from Attorney General Letitia James's investigation into the numerous sexual harassment allegations that have been lodged against him. So he is attacking Attorney General Letitia James. Cuomo said in a press conference July 26, and I quote, "I have concerns as to the independence of the reviewers. That's what I've said. And is this happening in a political system? Yes, that is undeniable," end quote. When the probe started, Cuomo repeatedly brushed off questions by saying, and I quote, "trust the process," end quote. Now, though, as the process nears an end, he no longer seems to trust it. But he won't say exactly what his concerns are. When pressed on July 26 about specific concerns, he skirted the question. Cuomo said, and I quote, "do a little history, go to Google," end quote. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Wendy Liberatore reports in the Times Union that so far this summer has been great for mushroom hunters. Brian Bowden, the executive chef at Radicchi Kitchen and Bar in Glens Falls, said, and I quote, "it's been a fantastic year. With the early heat and all the rain, it's just been flourishing out in the woods. My wife and I went out a couple of weeks ago to a new spot, and within 30 minutes, we had harvested 7 pounds of chanterelle mushrooms, and we left a lot," end quote. Chef Rob Handel, the executive chef at Heather Ridge Farm in Preston Hollow in southern Albany County, took 30 pounds of chanterelles from the northern Catskills forest recently. Handel said, and I quote, "they have a delicate flavor. You don't want something that will compete with the flavor," end quote. While there are many mushrooms on the ground, experienced hunters warn one needs to know what they are doing before eating anything off the forest floor. There are many poisonous mushrooms out there too, and changing weather conditions could dry up this year's crop. Handel said, and I quote, "they are ephemeral and only out for a certain time in the year. And that availability is totally dependent on factors beyond our control. This year, everybody is gorging themselves in chanterelles. Next year, there might not be very many chanterelles, and all you can do is wait until the next good year," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.